Hello, hello. Hello, everybody. We are back for another year of The Basement. I'm Nadia. You might have heard my voice before because guess what? I was here last year. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm talking and it's there. Sorry, we have a new system, so everything's going to be recorded for the upcoming year. Get excited because if you're not here for the live show, you can always go on RadioLaurie.com to listen whenever you need and to hear our lovely voices. So this year, I'm the director of The Basement, and we are here again with a new, entirely new team. So how about everybody introduce themselves, what year they're in, and what position they got?
Started to the left. T.
Oh, okay. My name's T. I'm second year communications. And yeah, I'm the researcher and crew member of The Basement, yeah.
Hello, my name is Eden.
Wait, sorry. What are you bringing to the barbecue?
Oh, are we supposed to start that now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm bringing a T-bone steak.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hello, my name is Eden. A.K.A. Kevin Hart. You guys are always welcome in my garden. I'm a first year Laurie in ComSci, and my position, I'm a first year rep for The Basement. And today I brought eggs to the table.
Ooh, yum.
Hi, I'm Miriam. I was here last year. I'm still the DJ. Got me back. But this year we're calling them Basement Bop Breaks. Not just regular mixes. I'm Miriam. I'm a third year biology and psychology student, and I brought some chocolate mousse to the table.
Okay. You fancy
a little dessert?
Yeah, what's going on? It's Sabra. I'm a second year sociology student. I'm a crew member for The Basement. And what I'm bringing to the barbecue, the family barbecue. I'm bringing samosas.
Get you on
that culture tip.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I enjoyed those.
I got you.
All right, and I am Rayshawn. I know at this time you probably see me in the concourse, but tonight I will always be here, Sundays, 8 to 10 normally. I am the co-host in The Basement with the lovely Nadia Hussein. I am a third year in political science with the legal studies option, but that's irrelevant. And to the barbecue, may I have to bring some roti?
Yeah, and as you already know, I'm Nadia. I'm the director of The Basement. I'm a third year general arts student. And guess what I'm bringing, guys?
What is it?
I'm bringing nachos.
Okay.
Maybe some Nest tea.
Maybe some noodles.
Maybe some noodles.
Mr. Noodles.
No, you lost me. Right, so.
Okay, well, moving on, we're bringing back one of my favorite segments. It's Would You Rather. We had a great time discussing everything that we. That came to our mind last year, so let's just get into it. Something light, summer or winter, guys?
Summer.
Yeah.
You know what though? Let's be realistic. Summer. The issue with summer is that you can't come through with as many fits. Mm-hmm. You're always gonna be sweaty. At least in the winter, you could put anything on and be warm at least. Summer, you could be naked, burning hot, and you're sweating everywhere.
I was strictly a winter person. For like my whole life until this past summer, that weather was so nice.
Okay, yeah, like
the sun, everything.
Yeah, but it's not normally clean like that.
Yeah, it's never like that. Mm-hmm. So this summer was good, but in general, I'm a winter. I'm a fall kind of gal.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah. I mean, like I don't like the extreme heat, but like extreme cold too. Like I don't like being cold, and I'm generally cold as a person.
So oh, wow. That's just how you are.
You know what?
Essentially, you can't wait till fall so you can start dressing.
No.
Okay, so
I always dress.
Okay, you cost me. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I think I'd be a winter girl too, to be honest. Y'all I love crazy. Layering. I love to, like, you know, look like a baddie, like 24/7.
I'd rather bun up. Any day. I'd rather burn. I don't care. If you remember Caravana, that day was hot.
Yeah.
I was hot, and I was still smiling. I'm good.
See, Nadia's saying she's a winter person, but I've seen you in the winter. You're running through the snow. Because your jacket this thin. And you're just like, ah!
Yeah, but I'm about to cop a moon jacket.
You need to stop copping jackets. You need to stop.
You're fully right. I should have got two jackets yesterday, but that's besides the point.
Two jackets a day keeps the doctors away.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's pretty split. We got some winters, we got some summers.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, something a bit harder. Would you rather have no taste buds or be colorblind?
Colorblind. Honestly, yeah. Yo, but colorblind. Like, I know people that are colorblind. They're living. No, they can taste their Popeyes or you don't.
That's a good point. I'd rather be colorblind because now they got the sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see color.
But do
so.
You know how expensive those are?
Yeah, but at least there's an option.
And you know what?
I'll buy some sale version.
If you're colorblind, you can buy anything. You could wear all black. You could wear all white. It looks sweet.
Hey, colors don't matter to them, you know? They don't discriminate. They see what they see.
My friend doesn't know what they want to come through with a bum fit.
Like, nah. Because you're mixing and matching orange and...
My friend is colorblind. He doesn't know what the color purple is.
Yo, honestly...
He doesn't understand the concept of purple.
He's seen the movie, though.
The color purple?
That is no correlation. You tried it though. He tried it.
No, it's good. Don't lie.
I mean, I know people with no taste buds and they're living their best life. So
yeah, but they're probably eating everything.
Like, yeah, but that's great. You know how much money they want spices?
I already got allergies.
You don't have to good or bad though. You just chew it. They just chew everything.
Yeah.
Isn't the point of food for nutrients?
No,
but they're not like. But see, they're getting. That's where they could eat all that trash, healthy shit. Wow.
Also, don't you enjoy food? Like, wouldn't you be sad to have that taken away from you?
I mean, I enjoy it when I wake up and my belly's full.
What's your favorite food?
Food that fills my stomach.
No, what's your favorite taste?
Your waist. Come on.
I don't know. This is like saucy stuff, like lasagna or like pasta.
Hey, imagine you could never taste that again.
That's cool. I mean, it still fills my stomach.
Are you not?
But you know what?
I like the color.
Wait.
Yeah, red is an amazing color.
To be fair,
it is.
And here's the thing: you guys are all people of clothes. So how could you look at your, if you could see their colors right now, I see some blue, I see some lime green,
I see some
mauve.
Well, when you're colorblind, you know that's color. Like my friend who can't see purple, he knows what purple is from the combination that he sees in his head. Yeah, like he knows that people call that purple.
Mm. That's tough.
But he don't know that it's purple.
But see, I think I to an extent, I do agree with food
thing. I'm just thinking logically.
Like, logically, because you could eat anything and it wouldn't even matter. Like, you could literally just live off of, like, black coffee. That's a skinny diet. I'm just saying.
I have an emotional connection to food. I love it.
We're only connected to food because we've tasted it. Yeah. If you're born, you don't taste
anything.
Imagine
you're drunk one night and you're craving pizza, but then you can't taste it. What's the point?
Yeah, but you wouldn't crave pizza because you wouldn't know what it tastes like.
Oh, my God.
You would have never known what it tastes like.
One word. One cheese.
Yeah, but
I'm
like,
dead. Okay, guys. Yo, as much as we could talk about this forever, we gotta move on.
It's dangerous.
So, yo, chapped lips or ashy hands and ankles.
Well, I see some people have already chosen.
They can be covered.
The chest.
What you just said.
Yo, I'm preying everyone's ankles right now.
Clean.
I do chapped lips because I get so uncomfortable when my hands are dry. I get more comfortable when my lips are chapped.
Yeah, when your lips look chapped and dirty, like why?
When you can't open your mouth fully because it's just like winter.
Cracking?
Okay.
No, those can slice.
That's pain.
Okay, honestly, yeah, I'm going
to go chapped lips.
I hate chapped lips.
Honestly, no, I can't. Never.
Listen, all you gotta do
but
is
real,
you gotta put a game with tic-tac-toe right there for you. That's lit.
No.
Realistically? Like, you could be ashy, but it could be dry. Like, it doesn't necessarily be the extreme ash, but when your lips are chapped, like, it's a slippery going down. There's no way out. You have to go, and you have to keep licking them lips.
You have to go find some lip balm.
Exactly. You can't be trying to hit up on people with those wonga lips. Like, that's not right. You can have lizard lips.
Ankles and
wrists
can be covered.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
Those are dust bowls.
Even if they are ashy,
people understand, you know? It's like, you don't have time, but you're looking at your face.
Nah, but like for the girls in here, like, y'all know matte lips. Regardless, your lips are going to be ashy. Or not ashy, but just dry as hell.
That's why I hate matte lips.
Okay, well, I do that anyway, so I'm used to it. So.
Yeah, but you guys are looking
nasty. If you're pulling up on me with
ashy. Yeah, but they're kind of crusty.
Both suck.
Yeah, both of those are trash.
Okay, so would you rather use petroleum jelly as your leave-in? Yikes. Or do your edges with a marker?
Fun fact, petroleum jelly is a sealer. A leave-in, it's a sealer.
Mm. Oh,
with your curls.
Okay.
If you want to get your curls right, you put it on top, just so you know.
Wait.
You actually do that?
Yeah. Wait, it actually works?
Yeah, you put petroleum jelly as a sealer. Yeah, so you put your leave-in first and like your moisturizer, and it seals the moisturizer in.
So, bet. That's my answer.
We're doing petroleum jelly.
Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, but it's saying as a leave-in. You don't want to use it as a leave-in because it'll dry your head out. But, like, just keep
do you do that now?
I don't know. My hair is straight right now, but when I do my curly regimen, yeah, for sure. Especially in the winter.
Dang.
I'm putting y'all on. Like, I'm really helping y'all out. I'm
really writing this down.
Yeah, I'm serious. Facts.
Cheat.
You're welcome. Anyway, so yeah, I think everyone's decided. You're welcome.
Okay, no. But like, imagine like your friend from OCAD U. She could like do some like next level stuff.
From OCAD Get
out. Moving on.
Okay, and our final one. Would you rather drink or smoke weed?
Easy.
Smoke weed.
Smoke weed every day.
Easy. Drink. Like, I'm not going to lie.
You want it.
Like, drinking is cool or whatever, but like, it's like...
I have asthma.
Okay, I got an answer for you too, sweetie. But what we're going to do, if you drink, first of all, you got to take in all those nasty calories. Second of all, drinks are expensive.
Yeah, but that's not smoking weed, that's eating weed.
Consuming.
Okay, well,
it's the same. Finish. Yeah, but you got to... It's all of that. Okay, if we're smoking weed, that's low-cal. You buy $10, mm-hmm. you go out. You could go out high and actually still have a good time. I did it last night, I'm not gonna lie. And like,
it's legal now, so
yeah, who's gonna come for me? But yeah, like, we'll, I'm saying, like, realistically, that. I mean, okay, yeah, Miriam, if you got asthma, you might have to eat it. But
that is super unfortunate.
But it tastes
good. Yeah, it's specifically smoking weed.
Okay, specifically smoking weed, then yeah, I guess Miriam's gonna have to drink it up. But pull it up.
Fine.
But like, everyone else. Who ain't got asthma?
Who wasn't
hit with the plague?
Smoke weed.
Yeah, of course.
But like, nobody actually enjoys the taste of alcohol, and if you do, you're lying.
But like, a nice cocktail.
Especially, I'm sorry, guys,
a
if
nice
you're lying.
Okay, who's drinking a nice cocktail? To
whiskey sours are sweet, but like, we gotta stop lying. Hennessy's not
two
good.
After two sips, it's done.
Hennessy doesn't taste good.
That's old news.
All of that doesn't taste good.
No, this is my thing. Hennessy is, I don't, no one likes it for the taste. It's just period. Mm. But it's the burn. The burn with it. Like,
I guess it's like people like spicy foods. You're like, you're into Hennessy because like,
it's different.
It hurts.
You feel it in your chest. And you know you're about to have an interesting night.
I don't like it.
Instantly.
I don't know, man. I like, if I had to choose a drink, honestly, I would just neck vodka. Like, just Ciroc.
Really?
Like, because, okay, like...
Surprisingly, the only alcohol
flavor.
That I don't taste...
No flavor.
Tequila.
No Ciroc?
Yeah, yes, of course.
It's dangerous.
It's
dangerous.
And you don't taste it.
Because
tequila
is very scary. And
we're
I can't...
Set up
I don't taste it as much.
Tequila's, like, disgusting. That's
I don't
fair.
Taste
it's
it, though.
Awful.
I can smell it, but I don't taste it as much. So,
so you're already living with no taste buds this whole time you're here talking.
Yeah, let's go. Let's try to give us insight.
Her stuff.
It's disgusting. I can taste that.
Okay. What's for old men?
Well, I guess we're just gonna have to leave this split. Mm-hmm. But let's move into our first, what is it? The basement
bop. Basement bop
break.
You gotta say it like that.
Triple B, Big Baller Brand is over. Triple B is now basement bop break.
Anyway, we'll see you on the flippity flip. We're gonna be talking about the legalization of weed when we get back.
Reel it in. I got the bag. Tell a friend. She got some. Bring it in. Dumb the news. CNN. Yeah.
Yeah. Bra.
All right, guys. So we're back. So we're gonna be discussing the legalization of weed. And realistically, I just want to know, like, what's everyone's plans for this? Like, so now how are we smoking? Are you gonna start buying from the government? Or are you gonna start keep being an illegal mens? Like, what's the plan?
Support your local drug dealer.
There's a lot to go on. I'll start it off.
Yeah, start it off.
So first of all, I'm not gonna lie. I don't really smoke weed that often because I eat it.
That's still illegal. I don't know if you know that.
I do know that. I'm sorry, because
it's legal until proven.
You'll figure it out, and by the time you do,
it's too late.
Yeah, honestly, I've already done it. I can figure it out faster if you guys need help. But the best way I would say to do it is a blunt.
Yeah.
Are we just gonna put it out there? That's the best way to go. But the one thing is, like, you have to make sure you get someone who isn't trash at rolling, because some people will be licking all over it.
Top scroll of TT, that's all I gotta say.
Like, I'm just saying, like, some people need to put a lot of saliva on that just to, you know, get things going.
Show the bong some love too, you know.
No.
All I know is one time one of my mans, like, we were at his house and he was like smoking, and we're like, okay, whatever. This guy took a loogie in the bong. Like, he spit.
Oh, what?
I'm like,
okay,
bro.
It doesn't happen. My bong's name is called Wanda. She's gold.
Why is she gold? She should be pink.
Yeah, like, Wanda.
No, she's gold. She's unique. She's rare. She's cool.
Wanda.
No,
okay,
Wanda.
Okay, well, anyways, your bong is not clean.
Yeah,
no. It's clean.
So,
we clean it.
When?
Last Wednesday.
How often?
12, 3 times a week.
How often do you use it?
Like, 5 times a week.
I don't know.
He's I don't even believe it.
Yeah.
It's true though.
Okay, well, let's okay. There's let's go to one of the main things. Like, are you gonna buy it from the government or?
I just think like the wait time is like an issue.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna be like,
when's and now Canada getting... Post on strike, so it's taking its time.
Well, actually,
that's true.
Their order's
done. So now you gotta pay for express
shipping. Oh, your fashion overfit.
Why are you coming for me for no reason? I didn't even do anything. I never ordered from fashion overfit.
So then at the end of the day, we're staying local. We're
no,
supporting.
Honestly. Plus, every once you online. Order it online, you have to put all your information in. Guess who's having that information? In
the government.
They knows that you're a pothead.
Mm-hmm.
And
now
they're gonna know what to send you.
But you know what? It's
kind of
cheap. They were selling it. Some of it was
no.
not cheap.
Yeah,
$7.50.
$7.50.
It ranges.
Yeah, it ranges. But some of that's kind of cheap.
Okay, yeah, $7.95 to like $13.25.
People who think that's cheap don't have a hookup.
Exactly.
People who think that's cheap, or maybe that's just me. But
honestly,
it's kind of. I feel like it's different for females too. Cause when if you were shorty, when's the last time you paid for weed? Like if you be and if you are paying for weed, you're not doing it right, sweetie.
Actually,
let's be honest.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
It's conspiracy.
Okay.
So then let's go into more pressing, like a harder question.
All right.
Okay.
So, should people be released from prison for their drug charges now that it's legal?
Yes.
Most definitely.
And aren't
Why?
They
locked
up
so? Because okay.
Soon.
If that's the case, how do they go about doing so?
Oh,
how long? What are our time periods?
Yeah,
like,
no, definitely
you know?
Because
like for example, okay. Sorry, I'm going to do like a political science thing, but like there have been a couple times in Canada's history where like, the Supreme Court has like thrown out like thousands of cases just because they took too long to go to trial. So like I'm talking like 6-7 years you're on the line for something you may or may not have done. So imagine now our judicial system trying to work out letting everyone who's on drug charges, like for marijuana.
Yeah.
Not like narcos stuff, but for marijuana. How to get them out. And then, like, the influx of people in, like, looking for housing, et cetera, that might drive up the housing markets. Like, you know, it's,
yeah.
It does get a little, there are a lot of little cogs in the wheel. You can get less time, maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on your behavior.
But, like,
there,
even,
but.
There was a guy that got 14 years for selling weed.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, and that's recently brought to a minor, which is considered, like, 17. And even, like, if you deal to, like, an 18-year-old, that's still technically illegal because you have to be 19 to even smoke, possess, or, you know, have it.
And then, like, there's, like, going into, like, the prison industrial complex, right? Like, people disproportionately, like, incarcerating black and brown bodies for, like, minor offenses such as, like, drug offenses, you know, like having a bit of weed on you is gonna get you sentenced to years in prison.
Yeah.
There's also regulations like that have to that deal with kind of what we have now, the rulings we have now since it's 30 grams. So I don't think it's gonna be too difficult when you start to just kind of knock off whatever.
Whoever had less.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah,
when you think about it, it's kind of tough that if you might just be over that 30 gram line where you were selling a little bit more, you were like working a little bit more with the drug like scene, it's a little bit tougher for you, but then there's also charges probably behind that they could kind of, you know,
fall
see
back
it.
On.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, if you have a minor drug charge, but then you also have some sort of assault charge, they're kind of going to be a little more tougher on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's just simply straight minor charge of drugs, marijuana, I mean, that can get sorted, I feel like, pretty quickly.
No,
and there's
actually
a lot of people like that. So I could see it being a good thing, but at the same time, I understand when you're looking at bigger cases, it's definitely going to get a little messy.
Yeah,
yeah, take time, that's all. Take time. And they're still trying to figure it out. But that's not even Trudeau's main thing. Trudeau's main thing for making weed legal was to try to keep it away from minors.
Exactly.
That was his whole campaign.
That's why
his
sentence was so strict. He's trying to send a message. Like,
and what is the sentence exactly?
It was basically, there wasn't a lot of information on it, especially the age of the minor he sold it to, but basically just a simple handoff of weed to someone who was a minor and 14 years because he got caught.
That's just ridiculous. And I heard a speech that he was giving, and he was talking about how, like, Quebec, they want to raise the age to 21.
Which is
awkward. They feel like it's going to...
It's the opposite, actually. Right now, it's 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel
that's fair.
His, like, reasoning for, like, keeping it at 18 was that if it was raised to 21, then it would leave room for, like, illegal distribution, like, more so to minors.
Yeah,
and, like,
sure.
that type of thing.
That's
so, like,
true.
I mean, I guess I see, like, where he's coming from. I don't know, but, like...
That's the whole teen mindset, though. You restrict me, I'm gonna be rebellious and I'm gonna go against it.
Yeah, exactly.
And like the issue then becomes like, because there's like a division of powers, obviously, like the federal government to a certain extent can't impose certain things on Quebec to do.
Right.
So it's like the same way that we have the LCBO that mm-hmm. like will control everything. It's like it's provincial, right? So there's a certain extent where if Quebec wants to do that, they just might be able to. Mm-hmm. And like Justin Trudeau can fight it all he wants, but the Supreme Court's going to rule how they're going to rule, and it's likely going to be in favor of Quebec just because of the way the division of problems is.
Quebec is like the Tony Braxton of the family. They always want to be.
Oh,
they always wild and want to do the most. Like, they want to be so individual.
Like, I
want to
leave.
I really can't believe that you said Tony Braxton. Tony Braxton of the family. Like, yeah. What?
That's really
and
what
it's funny
they
because
are.
That her mom really does have like bare kids, like almost 13 kids.
I'm sorry to tell you. And that's
like,
the provinces and the territories. There you go. I'm telling you right now. That's who Quebec is. And they always want
no offense to any Quebecois, but
yeah. Y'all cool.
Okay, so like here's where you can smoke weed. Both
nowhere
and recreational.
Literally.
Huh?
Barely anywhere.
I mean, let's
actually,
break this down.
Go ahead, let them know, because a lot of y'all don't know.
Yeah, so let's educate y'all. Mm-hmm. So you can do it in private residences, outdoor public spaces, designated guest rooms, residential boats and vehicles.
I
don't know what that is. Yeah.
You will never catch me on a boat. So that doesn't mean nothing for you. For you, the
testing facilities.
All up on where we go in near open water.
And controlled areas. But there's way more where you can't. There's indoor common areas, such as university residences, enclosed public spaces, non-designated guest rooms, schools, or anywhere children are, which I guess makes sense. You don't want to get children high. hospitals and care homes, publicly owned spaces, like sports fields, which would be fun, but we can't. Boats and vehicles, which I guess like the difference is one's residential and one isn't. So like... Yeah, if you live in a boat, you're good to go. And outdoor areas such as restaurant patios, sheltered outdoor areas such as bus shelters.
Yeah, it's basically like weird, because I'm taking a class called Drugs and Behavior, so we talked about about marijuana for a whole class. So basically what they've said is basically you can smoke weed anywhere you would be able to smoke cigarettes.
Mm. That also has restrictions.
But in a lot of places also, like obviously on campus and stuff, You're not gonna be allowed to smoke weed.
They lied.
Like you're allowed to smoke cigarettes from like I think it's like
10 feet
away from any of the doors or whatever.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I was about
but
to say.
For there's a little more restrictions for
y'all. Gotta
cannabis.
Bring measuring tape everywhere you go. Because if you come a little too close to that door, sweetie, you gone.
Because
Kenya is right there. That's crazy though. That's the like craziest thing about it. Because you could really like I was talking to my friends like I'm about to go light up right here. I think I'm good. I was looking at my area. I was like, okay, I'm not too close to Laz. I'm not too close. Da, 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 da. And then she's like, nope, look where you are. And I'm like, there's a church right beside me. I was like walking.
I mean, first of all, you gotta stop for God.
But he laid out beside the church.
It's like no, because like, there was a cop car that was down the street. I was like, and if he pulls up into the parking lot, like
you should have gone behind the church and just been like, hello, GG.
I really shouldn't have been on church grounds regardless, but like that's just what I was like noticing. I was really aware of my surroundings. I was just like, it's crazy how strict it is. And it's, I don't know, a lot of people especially are saying that it's worse now because, let's say if you went for a drive, and let's even if it, like, of course, driving high is illegal, and we should all stand behind that because you would say the same thing for drinking.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, if you were even not smoking, being in the car, you get that secondhand high, you get a little smoke in you, you feel it, and then that itself, if the car moves after that, that's a ticket.
You can't be in a moving car.
A 600 plus
with
ticket.
Anybody in the car smoking marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot.
Period.
That is against the law.
Period.
So it's not like, oh, like,
period.
When you're drinking,
period.
It's like, oh, you have your DD, you're
that,
blessed,
yeah, you
everybody in the car is drunk except you, you're fine. No, with smoking, it's like, the
you
car
can't.
Cannot move. If the car's moving, you're done.
Yeah. And that's probably what they're going to catch most people on.
Like everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody. Because as soon as they smell it,
sure.
The canine get in there, whoo, you
not
done.
Actually.
You've done.
But now they have to train the canine not to, like, actually, like, sniff out for marijuana.
Mm-hmm. Really? Why?
So, yeah, because, like,
well,
it's not, like, a technical, like, legal
ah,
substance now.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So then how do you teach an old dog new tricks?
How
do you unlearn behaviors? Marianne?
I don't know. This is going
to
be...
Come through with the psych? Is that possible for the dogs? Are we going to have to get new dogs?
It's
going to
take a lot of conditioning.
That's
a
what I'm
lot
saying.
Of
like,
conditioning.
They might have to just
you
get
have
huskies.
To retrain
you have
completely.
To give them hella treats.
Because they've already learned those things.
So that was such a straight face.
Hella treats.
But now if you gotta ring the bell, if anybody knows some psych.
That is terrible. I would hate to be a dog.
Know, man. It's just like, it seems like there's a lot. There's a lot that went into it, but there's a lot that wasn't really as well thought out. Like, they really didn't think about the fact that, like, there are people that are in jail for these things that, you know, don't deserve to be. I mean, in general, there should be some type of prison reform in that, just in that respect, because
they're disproportionate. Reconditioning back into society. Yeah.
Especially because being within, like that environment can be so traumatizing.
And it can be for a minor offense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
a lot of these drug dealers are not put up for jail. Like, they're really not made for it.
No, actually, they're just trying to get by.
Yes, exactly. Really what it is. So they come back on the streets and they're just lost.
My baby diapers, man.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, guys, sorry, Nadia.
No, you go ahead, Rayshon.
Well,
I know, I'm fully fake.
Anyways, guys. We're going to have to cut that one short because we got to go to another basement bot break. But it was a good discussion, and I hope you guys learned a little bit from that.
We'll be right back.
But they say the same damn thing. Got niggas paying top dollar to holler.
Hello, everybody. We are back. I hope you all enjoyed your jams, your bop breaks. Brought to you by our lovely DJ. Miriam Alvey.
Thank you. Hope you enjoyed.
Young M.A.
Oh my god.
I just thought of that. Wow. Okay, you don't have to all shake your head at me. One person could do it for the group.
Not everybody.
Anyway, moving into our next topic, we are going to be talking about the thing that's plaguing our whole existence, and that is canceling culture.
Okay.
Oh my god. Guys, we could talk about this for days.
Let's talk about it in 15 minutes.
You're not wrong. Okay, so we are canceling people for stuff that they've done for years ago. And we're canceling people for things that they did yesterday. Mm. But is it okay? Is it good or bad? Is it toxic? Is it problematic?
Give an example.
Yeah. What? Okay. Kanye West. Ooh. Sabrina Claudio.
Done.
Chris Brown.
Okay.
Like, guys.
I'm going to say one thing. First of all, to me, Kanye West been canceled.
Nope.
I have a question, though. What does canceling mean to each person?
Okay.
That's important.
Canceling means...
What is canceling someone?
Okay, canceling means that
I'm
not supporting you.
Are you still listening to the music?
No, I'm not... Okay.
Oh.
You're not going to listen to a Chris Brown song ever yet?
Okay, no. Okay. Pause. Okay.
What I'm asking.
Canceling to me is...
not supporting it.
No, like, the moment that they do something problematic, everything after that, I'm not supporting. But, like, you know, old Chris Brown, Run It, like, that was a straight up bop.
And you know what? At the end of the day, I'm gonna not support Chris Brown's old stuff because I'm gonna pirate it. So
there's no supporting.
I mean, I use Tidal.
Okay.
So I do support the artist.
We get it.
Every time you guys have to talk about his Tidal.
Yeah.
You guys should have Tidal.
You should be sponsored.
Oh, well, you know what, guys? It's ABS Neon got Tidal. You support black businesses. I bet you guys drink Belvedere instead of Ciroc. Jay-Z said he doesn't drink Belvedere instead of Ciroc. Anyway,
I only drink the milk you give me.
We broke up here.
Anyways, I feel like canceling culture, if anything, boosts them. Like, it doesn't do... Like, no one actually cancels any of these people.
Ooh, actually, Sabrina Claudio, the moment that I knew, she was sus.
Oh,
she
was a chop for me as well.
That was very sad for me.
But there are still people... Like, for example, okay, some people might know that I am on Stan Twitter.
Yes. I think we all do.
You're all over my timeline.
The listeners might not know.
He even got Twitter famous for a quick sec after exposing Kim K.
Oh, yeah.
What an icon.
Oh, my.
Well, listen, I'm not going to toot my own horn, but that did get 100,000 likes and, like, I don't know, 35,000 retweets. She got dragged. But fact of the matter is, I'm on Stan Twitter, and, like, there are still people out there who, for example, like, they still bump Kanye. Now, granted, people who bump Kanye West typically are white.
I'm offended.
No, I'm not even... I wish I were lying.
Wait, like, Kanye West in general?
No.
Like, still, don't have any issues with anything he says. Try to, like, justify the things he say. Like, everyone that I've talked to tries to justify the things that Kanye West says or does.
I didn't know that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're like, oh... And the thing is, like, I love when it becomes like you misinterpreted. It's like, I misinterpreted what my own people are saying. What someone of my own race in my own Ebonics is saying to me. You know how to speak Ebonics better than I do because you listen to rap music, sir. You and your G-EZ can take it easy and go somewhere else. Because I don't need to hear it.
Did
I don't need to
see
hear
what
it.
You did there?
Oh, So, Eden, do you want to defend all the Kanye fans?
Kanye fan? Fear no man. Kanye's a lot of things. Everybody, one person is going to say, oh, he's crazy. Oh, yeah, he's crazy. Yeah, he's crazy. Like, everybody, like, they're on a... Just because he did a couple things in the past that like, is a...
In the past...
Continue. Okay, let me finish.
Yeah. But it's like everybody's so quick to judge him and barely anybody tries to understand where he's coming from. He explains
so
most of his...
Coming like, from? I think what Kanye West's issue is, he has points to make, but he doesn't know how to make them properly.
I will admit, his delivery's bad.
Realistically, though, I would say it's unfair to say that people don't take the time. Because, again, a lot of people have not canceled Kanye West. Right. A lot of people don't cancel people who are supposed to be canceled. Cardi B, Belle Kelly should be over.
Wait, for what reason?
Oh.
Because I like it like that.
I'm seeing how much time I have for the good sis, Cardi B. Cardi B is anti-black.
Yep.
Not black, first of all, so I don't know why she's up and down with the N-word.
Isn't she Afro-Latina?
No, she isn't. Both of her parents are, you can look it up. Both of her parents are from Trinidad, but neither of them are black Trinidadian. They're a mix of like the like Guyanese, Indian, and native Trinidadian, but they're not black Trinidadian. And she said this, like she said in an interview, like people might have a problem with me, you know, like talking how I talk and using the N word, but like
that
it's just how I grew up.
Terrible Cardi B impression,
Anyways, but like long story short, like there are numerous things like Cardi B will. Fight Nicki Minaj over talking about her child, quote unquote, which didn't happen. But then, in the same breath, she literally said to a girl on Instagram, "That's why your baby dead." Like, come on.
Boom.
So it's like, Cardi B, and then Cardi B will tweet out her fake apology that her publicist wrote right after talk. "I thought I was canceled," with a quote tweet of someone talking about her stats. Like, they're not. She doesn't care. They're not genuine. You guys know they're not, and everyone still bumps her stuff because. It's Cardi B and it's fun. You're having a good time. And I get that. But at a certain extent where someone's got to get paged.
Yeah.
You have to call it out. And if you're going to call it out, you have to back it up. You can't just be loose lips with it.
Okay, well then, can we forgive people for being problematic? Like, if we see their growth?
But where is the growth? Because Cardi B hasn't grown. Kanye West has grown into more of a Trump supporter. And Chris Brown is perpetually... abusive, like he just is. It's in his nature at this point, and I feel like it's probably based on his father.
I got a listener's input on this one.
What's a listener? Tell us.
She says people have been against Chris Brown since the beginning. I want him to be free. My input. Alicia's input.
But Alicia, the issue with Chris Brown is that Chris Brown doesn't want to be free. Chris Brown doesn't want to get better. Chris Brown continues to make the same song and release 45 of the same songs.
And you still buy them.
And you're going to bump it because it's the same song. They're all going to sound good, but they're the same song. He's not doing anything
special. And he's
still rich. Oh, I'm not listening to it.
And you still broke.
Oh. Okay, well, you know what? I'm the only one in the room with an iPhone XS Max.
Okay, you know what?
Wow. And you're broke for it.
I'm just saying, you can't call me broke.
Oh, wow.
Okay, at the end of the day, we're not talking about this. We're talking about cancel culture.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day...
I have a question, though.
What's your question, sweetie?
My question is... He's really patting my back. My question is, if you are capable of removing the artist from the artist's... Like, the artist's issues from their music. If you can separate artists and their being to their music.
That's when you pirate, though. I'm a pirate. Because I'm not going to support you. I'm not going to give you my money.
No, yeah.
I'm not going to continue to...
I'm not really buying music in general. Like, yeah, I pay for my Spotify, but, like, I'm not paying for individual artist music. In my head, I know the money goes to whatever. But what I'm saying is, me personally, big music lover, and, like... The problem with me is, like, as much as I understand the person is a bad person. I'm not supporting them. I'm not watching their interviews. I'm not becoming a fan of them as a person. Other artists, I'm going to do that with.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge fan of music. So if I like an artist and I like their music and I want to see what their depths are in the music or what their personality's like, if it matches with something that I like, I'm going to look into them more. With those artists, I don't really care the artists that are problematic and should be canceled. They're canceled in my head as people. Mm-hmm. I don't like them. I don't like them as a person. I don't support them. I don't care about them. But if their music bops, I can't. Like, I'm just like, you are talented. At the end of the day, you're a terrible person, but you're so talented. So right. I'm gonna exclude that part. I don't like you as a person. I don't like Chris. I think Chris Brown's whack. His music's a bop though. I separate the two. Yeah. But I understand when people say they can't. It makes sense.
Yeah. Like financially, I will never support problematic artists, especially if
like I'm not going
the
to your
comments
concert.
Or the actions, you know what I mean? That they make are against everything that I stand for. But like if I'm listening to it on like I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I have pirated Stupid by Tekashi 6ix9ine, and every
see,
time I
see
that,
man.
Every time I like he's trash, like he's
and I hate his music too. I'm someone that can separate it. I can't.
See,
I'm just, like,
and that's my point. Is that sometimes you can separate it, but there are other times where it's like your music is a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like Chris Brown's music. Like the thing I think with I guess certain genres of music too is like you don't have to be that deep. Chris Brown's not talking about anything that deep. So a lot of people can say, I can see why people can separate it. Same with Kanye. Like sometimes Kanye West does try to talk about things that are deep, but I mean, this is like a separate opinion. People are probably going to flame me for it, but I don't even think Kanye West is a good rapper in the first place. He's a good producer. He's not that great of a rapper. You could find much better rappers.
I feel like you guys have to take in the one thing that all of these artists have said. They don't care about the music. They want guap. They're about their bands. Cardi says it continuously because everybody keeps coming for her head top. Like, she doesn't already know that she's only about the guap. Like, they keep saying, oh, you're just a stripper who wants bands. Yes. Like, straight facts, period. Like, you're saying exactly what she's saying. You're just reiterating, like, what she's continuously telling everybody. And same with Tekashi. I remember my favorite interview of Tekashi is when he got asked, he was like, they asked him, are you serious about his music? And he was like, no. Genuinely, no. I go in the booth, I'm just having fun.
Yeah.
And he makes bands for it. And I'm honestly, as much as I don't like his choices in life, and I think he has a lot of growth to do, I can't get mad at them for that mindset because it's working. And it's in a business where that kind of mindset is what you have to have. Mm-hmm. You can't be like these people who have proper morals sometimes. And sometimes you have to be dirty to get the money. And that's kind of how it is.
That's
no,
fair.
It's
fair.
And at the end of the day, these people aren't your friends.
They're not.
That's true.
So you don't have to.
That's what they want.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is getting their money up. They're making their money at the end of the day. So like,
and it's catchy.
It's catchy. And if I'm getting lit to it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want good music, go to old school. Go to mm-hmm. Method Man. Go to Wu-Tang. Go to Jay-Z, old stuff.
Even with like going old stuff, like there are a lot of things that like even older artists have done that no one talks about because we didn't know about them because they were never publicized.
And also back then it was never.
It was never like that. There was a different climate.
People
it was a different
care.
Political climate. No,
no yeah.
One cared.
Even there was no internet for people to get exposed with. Like, there was no hypermediacy with, like, everything that was available to it.
One thing I do find as an issue is, like, I understand the point where it's, like, it's just guap. Like, you're just trying to get that money.
Yeah.
But there are artists out there that are problematic and actually do, like, care. Like, Chris Brown swears up and down all the time that he's the greatest artist alive, all types. Kanye West thinks he's a genius.
That's
and he thinks that
Beyonce,
everything.
Though.
But what does Beyonce do? You mean she is? You mean she is
like,
the greatest artist?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like negative.
Hold your guns.
I was gonna clap.
The beehive is ready.
Anyways, guys.
I mean, it's different because I feel like we have to separate them. When you guys try to put like Tekashi and like Jay-Z in the same instance, like I get butthurt.
No, of course.
I get butthurt when I see like little girls and like little kids getting like really wrapped up around Tekashi, but Jay-Z is actually doing damage to this like culture.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a different, whole different level.
Mm-hmm.
There's levels to this ish.
Mm-hmm. There really is. Okay, guys, stay tuned. We'll be back and talk about a little Halloween, maybe some costume
spooky
ideas.
Season.
Let's
go.
Couldn't have said it better. Okay, so we'll be back soon. Bye.
Sharif in town.
Huh?
Guys, we're back.
I
hope you enjoyed our basement so bot break. Moving into our Halloween segment. Rayshawn, will you do the honors?
Oh, yeah, guys. So, listen, my main question for Halloween, I have a serious one, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
is it okay for someone to wear normal clothes and just say that there's someone who dresses like them? So, for example, in, like, high school, I used to do this whack thing. Yeah, it was, in my opinion, I think it's kind of whack. But I would dress up as a normal person and say I was Chris Brown. Don't look at me like that. Okay, guys,
After coming for Chris Brown's like,
oh, that was, I was a Chris Brown stan. I bought every single one of them.
Whoa.
Like, I was buying them. Oh, you guys, I was not out here on the Pirate Bay that often. I only purchased music from my faves. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But anyways, I was buying the music, I was buying the clothes, and I was like, oh, I'm Chris Brown. Until recently, I decided, like, university, I was like, okay, let's kick it up a notch. Everyone's coming out here, serving a look, but still. It's like, how do you serve a look, but still do what Halloween needs you to do?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's easier for girls, to be honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So many more options.
But
that's
also,
true.
Like,
so that's why I wanted to start, guys. I wanted to take it to Eden, actually. Mm-hmm. I wonder what Eden has to say about this, because I know I got my opinion on it. And I know,
other
girls,
male.
You guys could really do whatever you need to do, because
yeah.
You could put on a one piece and a bunny ears, and you good.
I'm over it. I've seen too many bunnies.
But Eden, what do you think that the guys out here should be doing?
Let's take it away, Eden.
Man.
I don't know.
The guys out here, guys, be brave, be creative, be free. Like, don't feel like, how would I look? Would I look manly? Would I look into just like, Halloween?
Yeah.
It's like, just express
it.
Whatever
you
feel like.
You could be
being
a
pickle. You could be, exactly. You could be whoever you want to be, or whatever you want to be. There's literally the limits are no limits. So
actually, there's
be creative, have fun,
like,
have
no,
a good time.
Yeah,
what's
the blackface.
I was gonna say that, but also.
But obviously there are restrictions.
Player, I'm over that. If I see one more jersey.
Oh
no,
jersey! Boys, if you do the
this
jersey.
This weekend, every
we
single.
We saw the whole Maple Leaf team.
But you know what?
Sorry guys.
I will give clout to you if you and your whole squad are going to do the same team.
Yeah, but if I ask you what last name is on the back of your shirt, you better answer me with the right one.
And I might not even know because I don't know anything about sports, but I'm going to check the back of your shirt.
Yeah.
So if you come to me in a Raptors jersey and you just say Lowry, even though it's you, what? I'm going to just know that you're lying.
Exactly.
So, I mean.
But also, like, I feel like it's the same thing for girls in the sense, like, I feel like guys get a little, like, they're just like, oh, we want to look like we're dressed up, but we don't want to dress up all the way. For girls,
cool.
We're all like, oh, you can
one.
Wild out.
Yeah.
Wild out. It's
thotty season.
It's thotty season, so we can wild out.
But
I think it's the same thing for guys. Like, guys, yo, thought out. Go for
it. But what is, okay, so then what
out.
Is
if you have a nice
what
body,
is the,
show it
no,
off.
What is telling
the
children the wrong.
No, do it. Who cares?
I'm not going to lie, guys, though, but, like.
Who cares?
Yeah. If you guys want to pull off my iconic blazer no shirt, please go ahead.
I really thought about it.
You really don't do it. I'm actually joking, guys. If I catch any of you in that, it's enough. Like, on site, don't do that. That's rude. That's mine.
That's
I trademark
trip.
It. I'm going to trademark that. I'm a Taylor Swift, all of you. I will see you in court.
But people these days are getting so, so creative with their costumes.
Yeah.
I saw these
two women. They were like cave trolls. And I was like, I don't want to be rude, but you are a troll, right? And she was like,
Oh yeah,
I got a. She pulled a club from underneath the table.
Oh
I was
God.
Like,
really
dumb?
Wow.
No. Some of them used it like for their own business. There was a guy, literally was
a
marijuana vending machine.
Yeah, that was fire.
So he was
there
at parties. People were putting money. He was.
He got clout for that.
Oh, that's actually
good.
Yeah,
that's
good.
That
was a Brixton. He got clout for that.
And there's someone that at Brixton, I think. I saw snaps. There was someone dressed up fully as it, like the clown.
Oh,
like,
Pennywise?
With the balloon and everything.
Pennywise?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, if I saw Pennywise anywhere, I'm going
to
die.
I was about to go out. I'm so thankful I didn't because I hate clowns. If I saw that in real life, I think I'd intoxicate. Oh, I would be a mess.
I feel like nobody tries to be really scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of more so creative. And that's cool.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
The scary thing, it doesn't really work for everybody. But, like, I appreciate when girls, if for the girls' side, if you can do, like, adult makeup look, like, that works out, too. I mean, you don't have to go all out for the costume. That's whatever. I get it. But, like, a makeup look could do a lot for you, too.
Keep in mind, though, ladies, that not all of you can be MUAs. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Just having a makeup channel on Instagram is not a makeup channel.
Halloween, try it.
Okay.
That's your day to shine.
Don't be charging these girls.
Oh, hold on. I need to shout out Franny, though, because Franny's.
Oh, her
I hope she's listening.
Yeah.
Y'all, Franny was a baby mama and she killed it. Like, I can't lie.
It was so funny.
She had that bottle between the
teeth. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I was deceased.
I actually just saw that on Instagram and I was like, where was she?
Yeah.
That was actually funny.
Like, that's what I'm saying. You could be funny. Yeah, you could be funny.
It's all about the creativity.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So, like, basically, I guess the moral would be, for guys, maybe you can hoe out. And for girls, you don't always have to just do the simple.
Please, you can be creative.
Literally, just do what you want. It's the one weekend where you can actually just do what you want.
Like,
nobody's judging you. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
just do your thing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what about favorite Halloween movies, guys?
Twitches.
Okay, you know your sis is born on
Halloween.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Oh yeah,
movie.
We got a spooky
yes,
kid.
Yo,
Halloween baby.
Shout out all you Scorpios out there.
Okay, let's. You lost me.
I'm on the edge. Really? I was a Scorpio. Last day.
They're not that bad, y'all. They're not that bad.
I'm saying. Like,
are you a Scorpio? Are you a Scorpio?
Hell no.
That's my Libra sister.
That's a Libra.
I'm a Virgo. We're like a
I'm a Virgo.
Okay, guys. Anyway, Halloween time.
Okay, you know what? Halloween Town might be getting too much clout, okay? The only one that was good was the first movie. All the other ones just trailed off.
You know what?
Twitches and Twitches 2.
Bang, bang, bang. Especially Twitches 2. I'm not going to lie. Twitches 2 was like, my wig disappeared. Yo, my wig was in their dimension. It left my body and went to their dimension. I swear to you.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
Yeah, Halloween Town, I mean, it's a classic. You can't debate a classic.
Actually, another classic. It's enough. The Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yo,
is it considered a Christmas movie? No, yeah.
Or a Halloween.
That's a crossover.
It's a Halloween movie.
It has to be Halloween.
Yeah.
Like,
it's traditional.
I've actually, yeah, I never saw that on Family Channel Popcorn Picks. I never saw that on Popcorn Picks during Christmas.
Therefore, it's irrelevant.
And I was watching Popcorn Picks until I was, like, honestly 16.
We do that.
They produce, like, some, like, amazing movies for us. Yeah. Like,
okay, wait. One more. Maleficent with Angelina Jolie. That's not even a scary movie, but I love that movie.
But for Halloween,
it's not Halloween-y, but like, that's a good movie.
I just love, nobody here will actually watch horror films.
No, okay, let's talk about, no, let's discuss it, Okay, what's a good horror film? Tell us right now. Because I haven't seen a single good horror film since the 2010s started.
Really? Okay, fair enough.
I mean,
and it's almost over.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this decade's been whack.
I mean, first of all, we're going to give love to The Conjuring, because that was scary. Mm.
Oh, okay.
That was scary.
Well,
not there's people who watched it over and over again, and of course, if you keep watching it, it's not going to get scary. But, like, I don't know, to everybody, they have their own spooks. You know what I mean? Like, some people, they need a jump scare to really get them. Mm. Some people, they into that, like, demon, you know, shaitan type thing.
Shaitan, there's no shaitan.
And then there's just some people that like the comic. Spooky, yeah. Like, what's it called?
Scooby-Doo or anything.
No. What's the Halloween movie with, like, the joking.
Oh, Scary Movie?
Scary Movie.
Yeah. Oh, those
yeah.
are Halloween.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Those are the ones.
That was a fun
Scary Movie 3?
That's what I'm saying. There's a range. Yeah, it's a good range. So you gotta find where you are on the
spectrum.
So that's what I'm saying. Everybody has their own. So I'm gonna throw out there. I don't really like the demon things. Even though Conjuring I thought was actually genuinely scary and well produced. But I'm definitely into, like, jump scares. I love me a good boo. Like, you know, like boo, what's up? And then like, you know, like a pop up, because I think, like, that shake, that adrenaline, isn't that fun?
Oh,
No, you know what this girl is?
This girl is Brenda, Scary Movie 2, and then you hear yelling with the pop up.
Yeah.
I got you on the camera. Girl, don't go in there.
That
like,
was me.
That's her.
I really, because I don't be taking it seriously, and I would just be like, I see it coming, so it's funny to me, and then it's also like, ooh, I still get scared. Never really, like, really
you got me. Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I like, but I mean, to each their own.
Okay, so wait. Okay, I gotta go to one thing. Halloween Bops. Guys, Calling All the Monsters by Chana M. McClain from Ant Farm slaps. But, like,
the monsters gotta dance. Yeah. I was about to put it in and I didn't. I don't know if anybody's gonna
spoiler
with it like that.
Spoiler, guys. No, that song. That song, like, the first day of October, I walked to school to that song. I never felt badder in my life, bro. The monsters were dancing. They were walking with me, bro. Like, they were, it was a line. They were not playing any games, and neither was I.
Okay, yeah, but, like, what about a classic Thriller? Come on.
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't heard Thriller in a minute. like anywhere. Honestly, like no one's playing that.
They play it.
I feel like
night?
It's way no. Go, okay, well it was pub though, so you know they'd be playing there. Oh, in Western Alabama, like they have their time where it's your time to shine, country music, but. And they're playing bare EDM too, but you know, like I get disgusting.
I don't like EDM because all I do, literally, if you see me out, if an EDM song was on, especially when they, one time they took the Fresh Prince song,
that was
and,
actually awful.
And they turned it into EDM, and I literally looked at Nadia like this.
I'm you could do it. With a yeah, it's face. Like you could.
Shout out to Vel too.
Please, enough.
You don't shout out Vel, you shout out Molly. Yikes. My favorite friend from. She's a really nice girl. Just joking. It doesn't matter. But lit. I heard she's great.
No, yeah. I heard she's really lit.
I heard she's super nice. She's well, compliment your outfit.
Oh, you know her personally?
I mean, like, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. I hate you. Well, I mean, that's a fair point.
Mm-hmm. Well, finally, what is everyone being for Halloween?
Well, yesterday, I was, okay, guys. This is not even a Halloween, like, show, really, but if you don't watch Scream Queens, you're not right. Yeah. That's a funny show. I'm just going to put that out there. That's hilarious. So, second of all, I was Earl Grey from Scream Queens, the mm-hmm. Like, the black guy in the golf track, the golf rat, the Dickie Dollar Scholars. Mm-hmm. And my boy, Matt Barnes, was, he's supposed to be Nick Jonas, Boone Clemens, but this man couldn't find the right outfit, so he wore a bow tie and he was Chad. And I was like, bro, you have brown hair. He's like, I'm not gonna be. Anyways,
okay, waste. Yeah.
And then, yeah, what were you sad? You have tonight. What are you tonight?
I'm a holy child tonight. Sunday.
Thank you. Oh, okay, true. I did watch
yeah,
my
church. Yeah, how was church?
Church was great, actually. Thank you, guys. I'm wow. They actually really appreciate it. It
we
was
care
tough.
About Jesus.
It was tough to wake up for church. I'm not gonna lie tonight, but we got there. No, I'm going out on Halloween.
Okay.
So, and I'm gonna be a snow leopard.
Okay, for Tiana's birthday, we're going to hit up Becky's. Everyone reach Becky's
yes.
for Tiana's birthday.
It's a thing.
But
it's
Tiana,
a thing.
What are you going to be on your birthday then?
Okay, on my birthday, I'm going to be a devil because I actually am the devil.
You're supposed to be something you're not. You're supposed to be something you're not.
Okay, well, you know what? Okay,
so be an angel.
No, we have an array of
costumes. Okay, I hope everyone heard that shot.
No, I have also like a sister twin. That's why we're Twitches. And she's going to be the angel. I'm going to be the devil. No. Originally, it was gonna be Twitches.
All right, and Eden is keeping his a secret.
No,
so people's Instagram.
I was no.
Is
yesterday,
this a reveal moment?
Yesterday, I was the Fresh Prince of Lori Ayer.
So this guy.
Ha, ha,
I have to go.
Ha,
ha, my mom is calling.
My mom is hello.
Ha, the door. Wow. Close it.
Yeah. Mariam,
Halloween was damaged.
I'm great with costumes. I don't really costume. I'm like a little brown kid. My mom gave me a little headband from the dollar store every year. I did that.
You know what? You're lucky though, because mom is a developer.
And also, I can't even go out on Wednesday because I have a midterm at 8:30 the next morning.
That's
my profs love me.
Yikes.
So unfortunately, you won't see me out this week, but catch me next week.
All right. Well, guys.
Regular quote.
We're gonna go.
I don't
get
to say what I wanted to be.
Okay, Nadia.
Are you still?
What you wanted to?
I thought you were just gonna be a baddie.
Huh? I mean,
she
I
can't
already
be what she
am.
Already is.
Exactly.
You can't be something you're not.
Nah, but I fully got it. Oh, so you're throwing shots.
He did do by accident.
Y'all call me the devil, so.
I had enough.
You called yourself
play
the
yourself.
Devil.
You played yourself. Nadia, what you gonna be?
Okay, well, I got a free costume, so
okay.
I'm being a referee.
Saving.
Go me.
Shout out Alex.
Actually, shout out Alex, because I didn't have to spend no coin. She hooked me up.
Saving.
Exactly. Saving.
Save
your money.
Save your
money.
If
you can't make your costume for your closet, what are you doing?
Having regular clothes.
Okay, well.
Okay, well, you know what?
All
I mean,
I know is
if you
we,
can, you hella creative.
Yeah.
You good, you good. But we're going to have to take that to another basement bot break, guys.
Mm.
But
final
we will see
one.
You. Yeah, it's our final basement bot break of the first show of the year.
Ooh.
And we'll see you on the flippity flip.
Jesus. Just
I'm
okay.
So tired of that. And we back.
All right, guys. So.
Hello.
We're back at it.
Hello.
Are you going to keep singing?
I was waiting for the, it's me.
My bad.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't really see us, so it's not really you they're looking for anyways.
This whole year, is it just going
to
be shots?
It's honestly, that is just me. Like, it's really... I've thought about seeing counseling, but then I was like, I could like buy clothes with that money, so I decided not to.
We might have to start a GoFundMe.
All right, guys, GoFundMe for Rayshawn's reads. I need
no,
to stop.
No, for Rayshawn's rage, please.
Rage.
Wow. Leave it at that.
Anyway, let's get into some of the listener comments, because a lot of y'all have been messaging us with your little inputs, and you want to, like, let you shine.
All right,
let your words be heard, you know?
You are so extra nice.
I bet I am. I am. You're fully right. Anyway, go on.
Okay, so Courtney McAniff did notice that we said that there were no good movies this year. Or this decade. I said this. But she said Haunting of Hill House was good. So if you guys want a good Halloween movie, maybe you're chilling with your man.
Haunting of what?
Haunting of Hill House.
Is that that one with that little black boy in it and everybody was like, he's the star of the show?
No, I think it's the one on Netflix. Wait, let me just
Look that's...
Look it up, while you say that.
Is it a horror?
That's a good question.
Because if it's a horror, I'm not watching it. I'm going to have nightmares.
Night terrors,
baby, yeah.
Okay, well, you know what? Haunted house. Immediately.
I guess we did also mention that Nowhere plays Thriller anymore. Brittany Mark did let us know that they play Thriller every Phil Sunday.
And okay, she's going to Phil's.
No, because Brittany Mark doesn't miss a Phil Sunday. Oh. Brittany Mark doesn't miss Phil's. The Halloween drink.
You're saying
of,
her whole name too.
I don't know why. She's honestly, guys, she's honestly my roommate, and I honestly always say her full name to everyone as if they know who she is. I mean, most people do know who she is.
I know her.
She's kind of up. Okay, anyways, let's not gas her because I feel like she might be listening.
Nah, you're beautiful, Brittany.
True. Happy birthday, belated Swift.
Oh, yeah, happy belated birthday.
Was her birthday.
What's going at me?
Skinny queen. Anyways, listen. So, yeah, she did say that every Phil's, like, yeah.
Poor people.
Pretty much. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm going to touch Phil's. I'm not touching Phil Sunday.
To
so,
hear the,
like, no offense.
Listen to it.
But I'm
house.
Not going to touch Phil Sunday. Because.
I mean, Phil's Fridays are worse than Phil's.
No, you know what? I like Phil's Friday. They just play bops. They just play normal pop music.
Yeah, and when
I
catch the Dua pop
But when I catch the Dua Lipa track, you can't be dissing Dua Peep. Dula Peep. And Courtney did confirm that it is a horror movie, guys.
Not about it, but you do you, boo.
Okay.
There was a thing, though, like, there was a little, I want to see it just because there's a black boy in it that's supposed to be, like, getting mad clout because of his reaction. It's
really?
Funny. Yeah, like, he's hella cute in it. And I don't
know.
Okay,
wait, Matthew Barnes is saying that Haunting of Hill House is not a movie.
It's on Netflix.
It's a show?
It's a show on Netflix.
Oh,
I feel uncultured.
The episodes are, like, an hour-ish long.
Woo!
Okay, that's kind of long. Okay, Matt Barnes. You're right, but I'll give you that, Matthew.
Nobody's Netflix and chilling for that long.
We didn't discuss Stranger Things.
Okay, I don't like that show's canceled.
Everything's
because it's boring, bro. Like, it's
I'm
tired. Like, I'm tired.
No, I've never
rewatched Prison Break for the seventh time.
Prison Break is flames. Thank you.
Okay, no, all seasons.
But it's old.
All seasons? No.
All
I
of
got
them.
Bored after season
Fair
four.
Enough. But regardless, you're only
though.
Watching it for Michael.
But like
so
season
that's
one.
That's all that matters.
Season five was not bad at all.
Hmm?
It was not bad. Season five was not bad.
I'm not going to lie.
It
I've
fully
seen...
was. I stopped watching it.
I was
committed up until that point.
Fair enough.
Well,
they switched it up and you didn't like it. It's all right.
It's kind of like, you guys watch Archer?
Yeah, I used to.
Not really. Go on, though.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like how on, like, Archer, like, they kind of switched it up, so now it's, like, no longer. Well, they got kind of paged because they're like, it's like a spy show, and their organization was low-key called ISIS. So they got paged because...
Huh?
Yeah! But, like, it's still good. It's just, like, I can understand
it
what...
it sounded like some...
No.
Oh, no.
So there we go. Continue. Anyways.
Anyways, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. I don't know, man. I guess... You know, we're coming into the last little bit of the show. It's been fun kicking it with y'all, but like, we might have to sign out. So
I mean, but first.
Okay, you have something to say?
First.
I didn't do a shout out.
Y'all, we need to do shout outs.
We do a shout out. So
we
do it.
Yeah,
shout outs. We're signing off with our shout outs.
Song of the week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nadia, you start.
Oh my god. I wasn't ready for this moment.
Okay, you're not starting then. Tiana, you start.
I just want to thank my girl Alicia for tuning in the whole time.
Yeah.
For once, and she's here with comments throughout Ooh. The show.
What
so
she got to say?
You.
Okay.
I want to hear one thing she got to say.
All positivity.
Are we loving it?
Combos, you're killing me. It's
I'm
so
dead.
Interesting. So funny. She even says The Haunting on the Hill isn't that scary, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so not even.
Perfect.
You can watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Song of the Week, Russell Golding.
Okay. Eden, what you got for us? What you got?
Pull up my tracks.
First of all, shout out to EBS.
Oh,
shout out.
Okay.
Bra.
Shout out to everybody that's doing the thing on campus. Shout out to everybody, you know, in here to have a good time, but also make the best out of your school experience. Mm-hmm. And I think that groups like these are truly amazing. Obviously, aww, shout out to
this man hit us with the catch up. Thanks.
School on one.
Go on first year.
Shout out to Toronto.
First year rep. And if you're not, if you are black and you're not coming to our ABS events, come on, guys. It's going on your
season. Black, white,
even if you are black, everything.
No, yeah, because guess what? ABS is for everybody.
Yeah, listen up.
So
Miriam isn't black.
I am not black. Announcement to everybody.
Chris, you know I love you.
That is a little confused.
Okay. And Miriam, what are you saying to the crowd?
Oh, I want to shout out my friend Sufi. She's listening in. Love her. Sophia. All the support. And I think my song of the week is going to be Summer by the Carters.
Okay, Stan, sis. That is a bop. But you know what? Heard about
mood lately. I listened to it this week and I was like, oh, it's back.
Heard About Us is a nastier bop. Like, that one slaps your foot.
I don't know why this song just hit me. You know when the song hits you later on?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Sab, what you got?
Shout out. I'm giving it back to Franny. I'm so dead, y'all. She really said she was a baby mama for Christmas.
For Halloween.
And she said, run me my money.
No, you said for Christmas.
For Christmas. I'm calling for Halloween. My bad. Wow.
You know.
But yeah, my bad.
I was just shook. Get that check,
no, right? I was so shook. Yeah. Like, for your whole life. But I'm serious. That was crazy. I really love that Halloween costume. And my track for the week is Miss It by Young Blue, which is I'm putting y'all on for that. That's for the boys. That song's for the
I'll
boys.
Listen to that. I'll listen to that.
That's for the boys. You're welcome.
All right, guys. So I guess I'm gonna have to shout out the Laurier Brahmin. It's my group chat, my group of friends. They're all listening. They're all listening. They're messaging me right now and on everything. So shout out Sharif. It was his birthday the
that
other
name
day.
Is so funny.
Yo, honestly, Sharif, I said your name and Eden's like, oh, I guess we got a new sheriff in town.
Sharif in town.
I was done. That's stupid, but I'm gonna start saying it, Sharif. So get annoyed because
that name of your group chat is hilarious. Laurier
Brahmin, yeah. Manika Sharma, you know our Brahmin gang. So she's from India, paying her international fees. So we're gonna have to give her clout.
Oh my god.
And we gotta give a shout out to Matthew Barnes listening. I already gave him one.
Oh, hi, Matthew.
Honestly, I don't know if Ancho Chohan America listening, but if they are, you're trash because you haven't commented. But everyone else, thank you for listening. Everyone that listened, thank you for listening. Yeah. Honestly, because you guys are really real ones out here. We're funny.
And we need if you're you to listening, know let one of us know. Message us so we can shout you out next week.
Exactly. Yeah.
And song of the week. Honestly, I have a lot, but I would say that I am bopping to "I'm There" by Summer Walker because that's the one. Mm-hmm. Nadia.
Okay, so my shout out is gonna be hella senti, but I'd like to thank my crew for my first episode.
That's me.
Thank you so much for making it such a fun experience, and I can't wait for the rest of this year and what it has in store.
Yeah,
fully not buying you guys bubble tea. I can go with you.
Can we get food after this? Because guys, I'm hungry. Guys, where should we eat? Can someone comment where we're eating?
We're also not fakes, guys. We're friends in real life too. So.
Yeah.
Just letting y'all know.
Can someone tell us where to eat, though? I'm, like,
no,
starving.
Actually.
Bow.
Tell your friends.
Oh, my
bow,
man.
Bow,
I think
bow.
They tuned out. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. It's a minute behind, right? So they're not going to catch
that.
Yeah.
They can still answer. We're still on air.
Oh, that's true. Okay, but yeah, tell us where to eat.
4 minutes left.
Yeah. True. But, guys, my song of the week is definitely As I Am by her.
That is
my God. Wait, have you heard As I Am by Kehlani?
No, I haven't.
That's
hold on,
so
okay. Shout out Caleb. He's listening from last year.
Oh, Caleb, who's a past crew member.
He said that Rayshawn homie really trying to run the show.
First of all, Caleb spelled my name right. It's French.
Wow.
And I'm the co-host, so I do have
shout
fun.
Shout out,
so.
Caleb.
Yeah, Rayshawn does have to talk a lot, but he talks a lot regularly, so it's fine.
You're used to it.
You'll get used to it. Don't worry.
But anyway, I guess we're going to sign out because we have to get back to hockey programming. Ew.
Yay!
No offense. If you know a boy named Noah, point him to offense because.
Ooh, Noah Fence.
He didn't really took a second.
Wow.
He really enjoyed that.
He's coming for our next, man. He's good.
Thank you, Eden. Thank you, Eden.
Peace.